My name is Karen Rogers, and I became a Christian in 2001.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
But I will say that I was raised in church. I was baptized at age 12. I left, ended up in a motorcycle club with Dan, far, far, far from the Lord. I was baptized because of the fear of God. He was going to beat on me if I did not do this. And when I became ill and our marriage got into trouble over that, I moved out. And when we came back to church, I had never ever heard of a relationship with Jesus. When he went forward to give his life to Christ, I rededicated my life to Christ. I'm not sure how long it was, but one service I went forward for prayer. And that dizziness, I felt the heat pull it out of my head. I was healed. That's why I get so excited in worship, because of what Jesus did for me. And once I was healed, it was just on fire. But I've just been working for the Lord ever since. I've done nothing else. Through all of our churches, we've done the small group thing where you have people in your home. We've connected in different ways with other people and the friends. I mean, when we get back to Michigan next month, we'll be meeting with friends from that first church. I mean, God just puts people in your life that you love and they love you. So it's just quite a connection. A big thing was learning forgiveness. Very big thing, because my father had left when I was a young child and my mother had 10 kids. So it was like, you know, ever get a chance to sit on her lap. So it was a really hard thing. In our last church in Michigan, we were studying and Pastor Pat said, you know, he's going on about you must honor your father and your mother. And I just shook my head, no. And he said, Karen, that is a commandment. You have to do that. And it's like, no, I can't. And so later when I was reading my Bible, I just went flat on the floor, face down, and told God, I forgive my parents. I forgive them for not being good parents. And when I got up off the floor and went to sit back down in my chair, I got the biggest hug I've ever had from the Lord. It was just so wonderful. So I always want to tell people, forgive even if you don't want to. From the very first, I don't know, is it the very first week, he has blessed us with so much in our lives. And when something comes up and you know, you just pray about it, like the house we're in now. We were not even going to look in that neighborhood. And it just came up and our friend Beth went and she did a FaceTime walkthrough. And it was like, whoa, yes, that's it. So there's just so many things like that where you can see him moving. Maybe not immediately at the time, but if you look back, you see God moving in it.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.